given a peerage to allow him to take the role of Foreign Secretary. The House of Commons Speaker, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, expressed concerns the former Prime Minister would escape scrutiny. He's replaced James Cleverly, who's now the Home Secretary, after the sacking of Suella Braverman. These people in her constituency of Fareham in Hampshire have mixed views about her departure.
Hate her attitude. We hate the way she's treating migrants.
I'm really surprised at that. She's got her opinions, and that's fine. That's what it's all about. I've always voted for her, and I would do again.
I think it's terrible. The government is woke. They are literally going against the wishes of the people again.
Police say five members of a family, including three children, have died in a house fire in West London. One person escaped from the property in Hounslow late last night, while another is unaccounted for. A Rough Sleepers suffered potentially life-changing injuries after bedding was set on fire and piled on top of him in Birmingham. It happened last Tuesday at an underpass. 1966 England World Cup winner and Manchester United legend Sir Bobby Charlton has been laid to rest following his death last month, aged 86. Thousands of people applauded as his funeral procession passed Old Trafford. Legendary ex-Manchester United boss Alex Ferguson says it was a sombre service.
The day I came, he supported me 100% all the way. He was totally behind me in everything we tried to do in terms of youth. And as I said, I'm here because of Bobby Charlton.
Gusts of more than 70 miles per hour have been recorded as Storm Debbie hits the UK. Strong gales in Ireland have left 100,000 homes and businesses without power. And the King's been celebrating his 75th birthday a day early with celebrities including Raymond Blanc and the repair shop host Jay Blades. Charles was given a three-tiered cake at Highgrove. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday, 6 p.m. Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And with just five shows left before the end of year specials. New releases starting to wind down, but still got another batch of 30 this week. Including Album of the Week from The Clockworks. It's their debut album. Also the return of Marika Hackman and Pillow Queens and Marcy and also Baby Queen. But we are going to start with the Brighton Brothers, Barbara. Now, they're currently on tour with Haircut 100 and they've got two more shows left with them this week. They've been going down really well and they are back with a new song and this is called Master Narrative.
On the radio talking, I watch him on the TV news. Some people tell me he's a popular fella, some people say they disapprove. Friend.
But I find no one likes a visit to the circus like I do.
He isn't left, he isn't right. There's no one specific in my mind. He's a preacher to the choir. He's a cheater, he's a liar. And we hate him like nobody. Oh,
That was Marcy, who is in the band Tops from Montreal, and this is her new solo single called Stop. Now we've got a new one from Leeds band Van Houten. This is their first new release for 2 years, and it's called Coming of Age.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Is a new name to the show. That is Ellis. Real name Linnea Sigelkoff. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. She's from Hamilton in Ontario, and that track is called Forever. I'm liking that one. Got quite a few new artists coming up in this first hour. I've got another track coming out of Leeds now. This is from Spielman, and the title track from their A Better Man EP.
Talking for hours, and everyone was bored as hell.
Another new name to the show there. That's Tiffy, a.k.a. Tiffany Sammy from Boston, Massachusetts. And that is called Lost in the Shuffle from Tiffy album So Serious, which just came out on Friday. Now we've got the return of the Jasmine Minx, who were one of the first ever signings to Alan McGee's Creation Records label in the 80s. They are back with a new album. It says here that it's actually out, but I haven't seen it. And I think that date might be wrong, but it's called We Make Our Own History. And this is a track from it called She Knows. And there's a link with the Minx to our album of the week this week. It will be revealed.
Friday on a Thursday.
That is yet another new name to the show. That is Sarah Crean, originally from Ireland but now living in Brighton, and that is called The Subtle Art of Past, and you can catch it on the Hayley Blaze UK tour as support coming up very soon. Now we've got a new one from Quinton Francis. That's their first new music of 2023, and it's called FC in brackets Take This From Me.
Let's start this from the top. She said, let's start this in the same clothes, all the ones you were wearing for me when the sun started rising. She said, there's nothing left to be. Wait and see, but take this from me. And the world starts to see it's true. Dreams, I wanna feel you, see you. But every morning when I wake, I realize that that's just not true. It's not true. But take this from me, and the world starts to see it's true.
Take a little time. I want your help.
That's the return of Marika Hackman, and that's going to be on her forthcoming album, Big Sigh, which is going to be one of the first released in 2024. It's coming out on January the 12th, and that is taken from it, called Slime. And now, an album that did come out... No, we'll do this one first. This is Toledo from Brooklyn, New York, and this one is called Jesus Bathroom.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Be
That's Skies and the longest title of the night. If Absence Makes the Heart Grow Fonder, you better stay away a little longer. And that is from their new album, Is It All In Our Heads? And that came out on Friday from Skies from Folkestone in Kent. Now we've got the new one from Mole Historical Society. This is from an album called In My Mind There's a Room. And this is called Not Enough, Sorry.
Running from our loved up blue, running from our room. People turning, children that will not play with you in your loneliness. You're wild, 'cause you run too fast. Still can't keep it off my mind.
That is the return of the mighty Pillow Queens and their first new music of 2023. That is called Suffer. Now, album of the week this week comes from a Galway band, The Clockworks, now based in London. Taken under the wing of Alan McGee, that's the link I told you about earlier for the Jasmine Minx. Alan McGee signed them to his label Early Doors, now based in London. Their debut album, Exit Strategy, is now out. Two tracks from it tonight. This first one is called Westway.
One, two.
Listening to Under the Radar, playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And next up is Soft Cult.